The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
In front of me, a gorgeous dessert. And my promo for Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara at the Marker and at Forbes Street, was Gareth's going to make a mess.
I heard that this morning when I was listening, and it's kind of every chef's nightmare to hear that, because we pride ourselves at working clean, but it's an eating mess, which is that famous dessert from Eton College, I think. And the story goes is that they made a meringue that was piled with berries and cream, and on the way into the dining room, he tripped and fell, and it fell on the floor and made a mess, but he just scooped it back onto the plate.
And everybody loved it.
And everybody loved it, so what's not what to love? So I'm doing an eating mess with Wexford strawberry compote and some toasted almonds. So for the meringue part of the recipe, what you'll need is 100 grams of egg whites, and the fresher the better here for the egg whites when you're making meringue. 100 grams of icing sugar, 100 grams of caster sugar, a quarter of a teaspoon of corn flour. That kind of helps the meringue stay a little bit chewy, and then a couple of drops of just vinegar, regular vinegar. Then when it comes to making the eating mess, I'll tell you how to make the meringue in a sec. When it comes to making the eating mess, you need some chantilly cream, which is basically just some whipped cream with some icing sugar and a little bit of vanilla. So 400 mils of whipping cream, 200 grams of icing sugar, and a quarter of a teaspoon of vanilla extract. For the compote, you need 300 grams of Wexford strawberries that you're going to take the, you hold them, you take the little stalk off, cut them into quarters, into a pan with a squeeze of lemon juice and 50 grams of sugar, and just put it onto the stove, bring it up to a gentle simmer, and then take it off the stove. So what you're trying to do is get the strawberries just to collapse and make this delicious compote. And then for the garnish, you need some fresh strawberries and toasted almonds. So to make the meringue, preheat your oven to 100 degrees, whip the egg whites until they're nice and light and fluffy, and then add the sugars together along with the corn flour, and while the mixer is running, you just feed in the sugar mix, and then right at the end, just a little dash of vinegar. That'll keep the meringues nice and white when they're in the oven. Pipe them. You can either just put them, spoon it on, like in about the size of a tennis ball, onto a lined tray with parchment paper, and then pop them into the oven for about an hour and a half. And then what I like to do is just turn the oven off and leave them in there for another hour. And what you're left with is these wonderful meringues.
So they don't collapse if you...
They don't collapse, if you leave the door open. And what happens is, as they cool, the outsides will set nice and firm. Yeah. It's kind of like a Pavlova recipe. If you don't like them soft in the middle, maybe give it 2 hours in the oven and leave them in there, and then they'll be cooked all the way through. Of course, you can cheat and go into the supermarket and buy some little nests. And then really, this is a dessert if you have surprise guests coming over. Buy a couple of meringue nests, whip a bit of cream, make a bit of strawberry compote and some toasted almonds. And as you see there, I brought some in for you. So on the bottom, I've got some compote. Then you just break the meringue and mix it with the cream, more compote, just layer it all up. And then on the top, I just put some toasted almonds.
Absolutely.
A really delicious dessert. And it works brilliant with raspberries and blackberries. And even in the wintertime, like, you can make it with rhubarb or stewed apple. Or it's a brilliant dessert. So easy.
Okay, now, muffins are everywhere. You go into any supermarket, any cafe, and they'll sell you a muffin. They can be great or they can be indifferent.
Yeah, I think sometimes, I think the one trick I would say when it comes to making muffins is make sure you keep the wet and dry ingredients separate. And then when it comes to mixing the dry ingredients into the muffin mix, as soon as you can see the flour, stop. I think the biggest mistake, and a lot of people make muffins with their kids, they just keep mixing them and mixing them and mixing them. And what you're doing then is that you're releasing all the gluten in the flour, and you end up with these kind of muffins that don't rise very well. They look like, you know, little...
Yeah. And we use the term, you know, gluteny or glutinous.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all that happens. Like, I mean, when you're making bread, it's the total opposite. I tell you to keep mixing and mixing and mixing. So, look, a really quick recipe. You need a cup and a half of plain flour, cup of caster sugar, a good heap teaspoon of baking powder, a teaspoon of salt. They're the dry ingredients. So you sift them all into a bowl. In another bowl, what I want you to do is crush 2 bananas. Sounds a little bit odd. Then you add in 2 eggs, half a cup of sour cream or natural yogurt, and a half a cup of butter, a good dash of vanilla extract, and whisk them together. And then, as I said, you just fold in the dry ingredients. And what you're left with is this kind of thick, yellowy colour batter. And then right before, line a muffin tray with your muffin cases. And right at the end, then I'm going to get you to throw in a handful of raspberries and a handful of white chocolate, one last fold. And then if you get a nice big spoon, you just lift up the muffin mix and you use your finger to slide the mix off. Fill them all up, pop them into a preheated oven at 170, 180 degrees for about 20 minutes. You'll see them rising up. There's always a temptation to open the door. Don't open the door until the 20 minutes is finished. And you're left with these wonderful banana, raspberry and white chocolate muffins.
A texter says, I make Eton Mess with a good Greek-style yogurt.
Oh yeah, that's a very smart idea. And you know what? It'd be brilliant for breakfast if you'd done that. Using Greek style yogurt. But come here, look, sometimes we need to live a little, so that's why I went with the whipped cream.
I have a question for you about punnets, or rather the supermarket strawberries, raspberries, blackberries and
blueberries or whatever.
Blueberries, do you wash them or not? Because if you wash raspberries, you kind of take the life out of them.
I mean, I don't wash them, if I'm being honest, but if you do wash them, like if you really have to wash them, you need to eat them straight away. Like, I mean, do you know, I'm actually going to a strawberry farm in Wexford on Tuesday, and they literally take them straight from the plant, and they go straight into a punnet. So I'm not a big fan of washing berries. The fruit is so fragile, you see.
Can I use bottle egg white for meringues?
Yeah, that's a good idea as well. They pasteurise those egg whites in the bottles and they work perfect for meringues. Where they mightn't work as well for you as if you're making a souffle or something, because you really need that rise. But yeah, the pasteurised egg whites in a bottle do work really well.
Okay, now you've handed me this glass of W.B. Yeats water.
Yeah, it's actually just a water bottle that I put it in. It's a strawberry lemonade. And I also think sometimes it's nice to make something a little bit different. So you can see that's quite tart. Lovely, it's quite lemony, yeah. So all that is a litre and a half of water, 300 grams of sugar, 2 punnets of strawberries. So maybe you bought some extra strawberries and they're starting to get a little bit old. Yeah. And you're like, oh, the kids won't eat them. What am I going to do with them? Will I stick them in the freezer? Well, this is what you could do with them. So 2 punnets of strawberries, litre and a half of water, 300 grams of sugar, 5 lemons that I'm going to get you to cut in half and squeeze the juice
this
in.
This is the tartness I'm getting.
Yeah, you feel the lemon. Couple of star anise in a vanilla pod. Just put it all into a pot. Bring it up to a gentle simmer, turn it off, leave it in the fridge with all the fruit and the star anise and everything till tomorrow. And then you just pass it through a sieve. And I like to just do 50% of that mix and 50% sparkling water. Now, that would also be lovely with a little nip of gin in there. I can see the glint in your eye there, Pat.
It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, you know,
really
it's a lovely drink, so. Lots of summer ideas there.
And hopefully the summer will continue. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker Hotel, and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the Dishing It Out podcast. Gareth, thank you very much for joining
us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.